We are doing Sefer HaMidot, and the Magid Midovna had explained that when it comes to trusting someone who talks to you, there are three attitudes. There's a person who believes everything he hears, that's foolish. There's a person who doesn't believe anything he hears, that's a person who's stiff-necked. And Shlishit, then the third type of person, Emunat Yisharim V'Chachmei Lev, the faith of people who are honest and wise. Lehamin et ha-ra'uy lehamin. Those are people who believe when it makes sense to believe, what's fit to believe. Ve'la'azov et ha-ra'uy la'azov, and they won't believe what's fit not to believe. Hainu, that is to say, im yishma davar ra'uy lehamin bo, if he hears something that it makes sense to believe, she'en achush makhisho bechlet, that his senses don't contradict, ki im omer al davar efshari shekachu. So he says, okay, that could be. And the one who's telling it to him, well, he's also someone who he trusts, someone who he knows is an honest person. You've never seen him do anything wrong. You've never seen him lie. And it's not enough that he's honest. You also know that the thing he's telling you is something which he has no partiality towards. It's something that does not affect him, because if it affects him, then even if he's an honest person and he's a fair person, that's not enough. You know, we're all partial. So if he's an honest person, and what he's telling you makes sense, and he's the fit person to tell it because it doesn't affect him in any way, as mechuyav ta'ala aminbo, then logic says, listen to him. Every person should listen to him. And sometimes we're obligated to listen to something that contradicts nature because the one who's telling it is so great. On condition that it does not contradict our holy Torah. Because if someone tells you something that contradicts the mitzvahs of the Torah and the details of the Torah, then we don't believe gam el ha-mashmi'a shoshalmu lo kol klalei ha-emuna. Even if the one who's telling you has all the preconditions met, meaning, let's say he's a prophet, he's a chief rabbi, he's a pious person, a righteous person, a learned person, he's got everything under the sun, every good trait you can find, he's got. And then he comes in and he says, yeah, but God said that you don't keep Shabbos when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh. Anytime it's Rosh Chodesh, you don't keep Shabbos. So then we don't believe him. Even though he'll give us all kinds of logic why this should be so. V'yavol ha'rosul v'tel davar chad midivrei Torah. If that person comes to ruin even one point of the Torah, stay me'alav avol, leave him. Then we don't listen to the person. So what's the third and balanced attitude? That's a person who's honest, the person who's wise, and he says, okay, what is what I'm being told logical? And does it make sense? And is the one telling it to me someone trustworthy? And is it someone who is fit to tell it to me, or is he partial to this matter? If he's impartial, and he's fit to say, he's honest, and what he's saying makes sense, then we should listen to him. If he's very fit to say, but what he says seems to contradict nature, so then sometimes if he's a really, really big person, then we would listen to him on condition that it doesn't contradict our Torah. And Bezalel Hashem, we'll pick up here next time.